This Friday and Saturday, a drive of a little over 3 hours will get Northwest Arkansans to the 17th annual Old Time Music Ozark Heritage Festival in West Plains, Missouri. The festival is a celebration of old time music and the cultural heritage of the Ozark Highlands. Matt Meacham, a folklorist with the West Plains Council on the Arts, says the festival will focus on traditional music along with a variety of events.
On Friday, June the 17th, we'll have several performances of traditional music representing this region on the main stage. Starting at 11 a.m., Emily Dowden Estes and the Southern Missouri String Band, and then Hybrid Sound, and then the Mammoth Spring String Band, and then Julie Hennigan, and then Judy Dominey Bowen, and then a performance by some friends of a musician named Karen Kraft, who just recently passed away. She was a longtime participant in our festival, and they'll be performing a tribute to her. That's at 5 p.m. And then Don Beadle and Joanne Long at 6 p.m. And then at 8 p.m., we'll have a performance by one of our featured musical guests for this year, who is Junior Brown, a very well-known country guitarist based in Austin.
Several musical workshops will also be conducted simultaneously in the West Plains Civic Center, including a clawhammer banjo workshop, a songwriting workshop, and another one for young musicians. According to Matt, several demonstrations of traditional cooking will also take place throughout the day.
The What's Cooking stage is coordinated by Judy Harden, who has been involved in our festival for many years and was recently featured on an episode of No Reservations with Anthony Bourdain on the Travel Channel. And so she's really become a kind of a spokesperson for the foodways of this region. She and various friends of hers will be making many different traditional dishes, everything from beans and cornbread to squirrel pot pie to chocolate mayonnaise cake to goat cheese. And there'll be those demonstrations will be happening all day, and folks will have a chance to interact with those cooks and ask questions of them and so on.
Besides the musical performances, the festival will feature an exhibit on the history of logging in the area, quilt shows, demonstrations by regional spinners and weavers, and an evening square dance on Friday. And the list of activities does not end here.
Throughout the day on Saturday, we'll have again traditional music on the main stage by various local and regional performers all the way up through early evening. And then I should also mention that our featured musical guests on Saturday evening, starting at 6 o'clock, will be Blackberry Winter, which is a group of regional musicians who were featured either in the movie Winter's Bone or on the soundtrack to the movie Winter's Bone. And then at 8 p.m., Leona and Ron Williams, who are very well-known and accomplished country musicians, will be the featured musical guests at 8 o'clock on Saturday.
The festival was started 17 years ago by the West Plains Council on the Arts to showcase some of the unique selling points of the region. Matt says some activities featured in this year's Old Time Music Ozark Heritage Festival aren't commonly found on other festival schedules.
One thing that I think is very distinctive about this festival is the What's Cooking stage. It gives people a chance to interact with Judy and her fellow cooks and to ask a lot of questions and exchange ideas and so on. One other thing I might mention that is actually totally unique to our festival: annual Bob Holt Memorial National Jig Dance Competition. And that takes place at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, the 18th. Jig dancing per se is very much a part of folk culture of the Ozarks. It's the only competition that we know of that is devoted to jig dancing specifically, and that is you know, open to people from really all over the country.
Other activities to look forward to in this festival are the mule jump competition and the goat cart race.
Well, the goat cart race will be the first one that we will have had, and that takes place on the Civic Center grounds, and so presumably the first goat to complete the course will win that race. The mule jump. Mule jumping is a form of competition that, as far as we know, originated in the American Southeast when raccoon hunters started training their mules to jump over fences so that they wouldn't have to interrupt the hunt in order to find a gate whenever they needed to cross over into another property. Well, the competition is based on the height that the mules jump. They jump from a standstill. We have a barrier that has a bar across the top, and we just keep raising that bar until each mule is unable to clear it, and the mule that jumps the highest is the winner.
The Old Time Music Ozark Heritage Festival will take place Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. through 10 p.m. on the grounds of the West Plains Civic Center, extending up to East Main Street in West Plains, Missouri. For more information, call 417-256-8835 or log on to oldtimemusic.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.